Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today my show is all about Southern California. Last segment, I shared a conversation that I had with the captain of the Queen Mary in Long Beach. In this segment, I'm so excited to share with you a conversation that I had with Terry O'Shea with Huntington Beach CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau, where he talked about the International Surfing Museum. And he shared with me the importance of Duke Kahanamoku, the father of modern-day surfing. He also shares with how Huntington Beach got its name from Henry Huntington, because before the city was known as Pacific City. So I want to share with you this great conversation with Terry.
So we have this poster. It's actually a stamp of Duke Kahanamoku from Hawaii. And he is known as the father of modern-day surfing. And he actually came and introduced, did a demonstration and introduced surfing at the Huntington Beach Pier back in the 1920s. Duke Kahanamoku was from Honolulu, Oahu, Hawaii, but he is quite the successful waterman. He actually won five medals, an Olympic swimmer for the United States.
He was an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, for the United States. And actually, he was just all-around waterman. And we have a statue of Duke Kahanamoku down in front of Huntington Surf and Sport.
So the Duke's restaurant, did he actually own it, or was just named after him?
No, just named after him. Okay. Right. And but he did a demonstration of surfing at the Huntington Beach Pier in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. So he actually came to the mainland, California, and was just showing what modern day surfing, more closer to what we do today, looked like. Here's a picture of Duke with his surf team. And I believe that was maybe in Seal Beach, but it was right here locally. And he was just he was actually the sheriff of Honolulu for a while. He was in the lifeguard department. A long time ago, Huntington Beach was called Pacific City. And then Henry Huntington in the early 1900s took it over, and it was named Huntington Beach. And Henry Huntington had a railroad. And the railroad came all the way down and ended here in Huntington. But there wasn't anything around back then. It's just some ranches, a few bean fields. There wasn't anything going on. Yeah. And Henry was having a tough time getting people to ride his railroad. They had built the pier, and that was an attraction. But Henry Huntington came up with this idea. So if he could put a surfer next to the pier, then that would be more of an attraction to get people to ride his train. And so Henry Huntington contacted Duke and said, hey, you know, I'll pay you to come here and surf on the weekends. And Duke couldn't accept that, because back then, to qualify for the Olympics, you couldn't be paid.
Oh,
yeah, so he had...
So you couldn't get the endorsements and all those things, like...
Yeah, it's different now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's big business now, right? But back then, he couldn't accept. So Duke said, hey, I've got this friend that I surf with. He's a real good surfer. His name's George Freeth. And so, you know, why don't we talk to him and see if he can accept? He's not on the Olympic team. And so when George got the news that he's going to be offered a paid position to surf, he was on the next boat coming over. This was in 1914. So George was quite the waterman. He surfed here at the Huntington Beach Pier. He was also a lifeguard, and he was just a real all-around good guy. So the board that George rode was... So you can see no fin, no rocker in it.
Yeah.
There's George, yeah. And what do you think these two things are for?
I would think it does some controlling of the water and the board in the water.
You're super close. You got it. Uh-huh. It was actually, he would stand on this side. This would be the deck. It was to brace his feet against so he didn't slip off.
Okay. So right. This was up, this was facing upward.
Correct. That'd be, this is the deck, and the other side's the bottom.
The bottom.
Right. And so George was a big, big deal. He was at the pier dedication, June 20th, 1914, Huntington Beach, California. But I'll tell you what happened to the Huntington Beach Pier. Uh-huh. The Huntington Beach Pier in the early 1930s was severely damaged by a big earthquake. It was actually called the Long Beach earthquake. Mm-hmm. And as you know, Long Beach is just a short distance up the coast from here.
Road, yeah.
And so it so severely damaged the pier that they had to demolish the rest of it. Mm. But this was the actual cornerstone from that pier.
From the original one.
Yeah, that original pier was at the time the tallest and longest concrete pier in North America. So Huntington Beach has been setting precedents and records for a very long time. To the early pioneers of surfing, Duke Kahanamoku, the father of modern day surfing, and also George Freeth. George Freeth, he was actually part Polynesian, part Irish.
Oh, okay.
And so that's where he got the Freeth, was from his Irish side.
Uh-huh.
But he seemed to get his waterman and surfing skills from his Polynesian side.
Wow.
Yeah. So back when Duke surfed at the Huntington Beach Pier in the 1920s, this is very close to what he rode.
Wow, that's a really long board.
Yeah, and it weighs over 100 pounds. We've got another one on the other side here.
Are boards typically that long, though?
Not now, but back then they were.
Okay.
Because the idea then was just to ride the wave as long as they could.
Hmm.
But when these things got wet, they even weighed more. Back in those days, they would just pull the board up past the high tide line and just leave it there.
What's the connection between skateboards and surfboards? I mean, did the skateboard start after surfboards, or
skateboards started after surfboards here in Southern California, and it was a way for people to keep their skills up and ride when they weren't by the beach or maybe there weren't waves.
Mm-hmm.
Nature just gives you what it wants. Sometimes it gives us perfect waves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't give us that much. Here in Huntington Beach, we're really lucky. We have a lot of consistent waves. But there's quite an evolution to skateboards. I'm old enough that I saw a lot of these boards and owned them myself. And they were kind of takeoffs from roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll see like the steel wheels and the old original roller skates clamped on to your shoes.
Yeah.
And then they expanded in length. And so the original skateboards, they just disconnected them, attached them to a 2x4 or whatever wood was available.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a skateboard. Now skateboarding is in the X Games, and it's big, big money.
It's big money now,
it's big business. So we have a lot
of... skateboards look so much like surfboards.
They do. And that's the idea, was to... Because I grew up doing this. You kind of almost kind of closed your eyes and felt like you were riding a wave.
That was so much fun to learn about the history of surfing and really how important it is to Huntington Beach. So grab your friends and plan a trip to Southern California. As you see, there's something for everyone in Long Beach and Huntington Beach. And you guys will have a great time because traveling with friends is the best way to make those lifelong memories. Now join us again when we come back with more great tips for traveling with your friends here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And please check out the website, travelbagswithanita.com, where I will have more information about my great trip to Southern California with all of the websites, so you don't have to look them all up. Just go to the website, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. I wish that I could fly.